Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Teddy.
Wow, you sound so far away.
It's because I am.
Wow, are you a wife and girlfriend?
No, I'm just a girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. Okay, so now.
I'm just a girlfriend.
So yes, now.
I'm not in Singapore right now. All of my ABC friends. I'm actually in a very far away state. Oh, no, I'm in a very far away place called America, but I'm also in a very, like, ulu state. It's like
bumfuck nowhere.
It's not in the middle of nowhere. I realized that this particular town that I'm in has like a super Walmart, so basically it's
a,
like,
super Walmart.
Yeah, so I think they call it like super centers or something like that, where it's like Walmart but like upsized. And I think the size of the supermarts here are, like, I understand why they're called, like, supermarket. Like, not, there's no such, like NTUC of this size in Singapore. Even the one that we go to at Bukit Timah Plaza, that one.
Not even the Tampines one, you know? No, the one next to IKEA.
No, this place is, like, huge. And it's all just one level. Yesterday, I clocked 4,000 steps walking in the supermarket.
So, well then.
Yeah, and they have banks and like loan centers and like multiple supermarkets, Shell stations, a hospital, a small hospital, dentist and everything here. So I wouldn't say it's like a, like, nothing. There's nothing out here, but it's really far away from like California, Seattle,
all those cities. People got mass serial killed nearby a while back.
No, it's not a mass serial killing. So you're talking about the
house one, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a, I think it was like three. I wouldn't say it's a mass, because I don't know what would be considered mass, but yeah.
I always assume more than one is
mass. So that's actually quite far away, but I was so concerned about my safety that I downloaded this like citizen app. Apparently it's very controversial because it's causing fear mongering. Okay, I can see where they're going with that. But what I've actually been doing is checking out the people.
Sex
with,
predators.
Like, they are registered offenders, and there's actually like three around me right now. And then that day when I was showering, I heard this dog bark, right? And then at the back of my mind, I'm like, oh my god, this guy, he's coming. He's climbing over. He's climbing over the fence. He's freaking coming for me. He knows that somebody new is living here. But like, no, actually it was just coming from a YouTube video that I was playing in the background while showering.
You did this to yourself.
I was so freaked out that I like sped up all of my shower stuff, and then when I came out, I was like, I closed the video, and then I was about to like text my boyfriend and everything, and then that's when the dog barking stopped. Then I was like, oh, it's coming from the YouTube video. But I was really scared.
Oh my god, so for you listeners, like, can you imagine if you have like two buildings next to each other, like two flats, and then imagine if the unit next to yours is like a sex predator? Yeah, what was his crime?
So this guy was this one's quite scary. He's an offender for aggravated sexual assault of a child under 16 years.
That's messed up.
And then abusive sexual contact with child under 16, and rape of a child under 12 years.
Yeah, that's fucked up. No, so that's the thing. It's a bit controversial, but I would definitely appreciate it if, like, Okay, so I think that people deserve a chance to like move on from like the crimes that they have done. Mm-hmm. If not, like, I would say like maybe 20% of the girls in Singapore would be noted as shoplifters, TBH. But like when you have violent that when you have violent crime like that, I think it's like super important to for people to know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's super scary because this person,
imagine if like, you have a kid.
Yeah. No, and it's like it's aggravated sexual assault. Like doesn't
that I mean there's an implication that, of violence.
Yeah, I had this impression that when it's like aggravated anything, it's usually like more violent.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that was like my impression. And then there's like abusive sexual contact.
Yeah. What the hell?
Abusive sexual contact even mean? Like it's not just like rape. Okay, firstly the rape was scary enough, and then but this guy had like an abusive sexual contact, and he also has aggravated sexual assault. And then the thing is like he is actually only like 41 years old. Which honestly means that if, let's say, like, I'm up against him, I don't think I stand a very high chance. So when I go to shower, I bring along my Owala water bottle. Because in my mind, I'm like, you're gonna smack this him guy hard enough. Yeah, I might get some chance to run off.
At this point, Owala should sponsor us. Like, yes, people have also asked me about Owala at F45. They're like, what's that bottle? Right? I was like, exactly. Look, you can sip and you can gulp.
Yeah, you can sip and you can gulp.
So this is a great segue. So now I'm going to give a bit of like a trigger warning because this episode has a lot to do with sexual abuse and sexual exploitation. Sure. And dear listener, if this is something you want to avoid, I recommend that you click out now because especially doing research into this case, I've realized the prevalence of it in Singapore. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Yeah. And so this all started because a listener on Instagram, QKR_TJFLS, slid into my DMs with the initial case. I was just like, oh, damn. And so when I actually tried to research the case, guess what? I couldn't do it properly because there were so many fucking cases of creepy guys trying to fuck young girls. So many cases that you couldn't find a common thread. So if you on like a single day googled like 40-year-old man sexual exploitation blah blah girl, it's gonna come up with like multiple different sources. And so this is how this episode came about.
Honestly, so like, why do old men like younger girls? And you know what's super creepy? Because I googled why do old men, and then the third result was like younger girls.
What the fuck?
So, it is a very common question that people are asking. But it's kind of weird, no? Like, I think there's been more than one case of, like, what a teacher raping a student, a male older teacher raping a younger female student, and, like, old uncles like creeping on schoolgirls. And like even when I was in secondary school, we had this issue of like an old uncle who liked to
flash at the
HDB opposite the school and just like flash the girls because we were a girls' school. And then there was also a case of like older men just lurking around the bus stop to flash girls that like run past during their like CCA like thing. So I actually really don't understand why it's up with this, like, was it like, is it called like a Lolita fetish or like a...
I don't know, it's just call them what they are, like pedos.
Yeah, like pedo, like this pedo fetish.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And I'm Michelle.
And today we don't really even have an episode name, so we'll be just covering like three cases of what on earth is happening with all the perverts in Singapore.
Okay, I guess that's a, we're just gonna go like, here's a trend.
Here's a trend. Watch out.
Okay.
When researching this case, I actually ended up reading through a lot of like dubious forums and Facebook as well. And what is interesting is that in all three cases in the comments, there were people actually like defending these creepy men. And so let's say that there was a comment where somebody was mm-hmm. like, oh my god, why are there so many pedophiles in Singapore? Mm-hmm. There would be people who would reply, hey, these men are not pedophiles, because even though the girls were underage, some of them were like older teenage girls. And to that I say, it's a little bit creepy that you're making that distinction, because yeah. as an adultier person, have you ever seen anyone under 21? They are a child. And then you're making the distinction, oh, she's not really a pedophile because she's like 16 and not like 13. Then I'm just like, why are you making that distinction? She is a child.
Yeah. Honestly, like now that both of us are approaching 30, don't you feel like sometimes when you're looking at the teenagers of today on trains or on like in like
even uni like, students, like you're like
restaurant,
kids.
Yeah. Yeah, like, don't you feel like when you look at them, you're like, oh my god, they are really kids. And I have a younger brother who's like 5 years younger.
He's a baby.
Like, to me, he is a baby. And then when I see all of his friends when they come over and then they say hi to me, I'm like, all of you are like
babies. Kids.
Like, they still feel like babies to me, even though honestly, like, 5 years younger, it's like,
it's not that much younger.
Yeah, it's no, not that when much
we
younger,
were
but...
that age, we were working already. But like,
yeah.
You look
yeah.
at them, but you're like, the... "Hey, babies."
Yeah, no, but the thing is, like, I really don't understand, like, how what is there even to talk about when you're 40 and you're looking at a girl who's like 13 years old? Like,
no, and then they'll be like, that? "Oh, she's so mature." Lies. Now, because all of these cases happen to deal with minors, we don't have their names or details, and we definitely don't want to put out their names or details because they are children and they don't deserve mm-hmm. to have this kind of thing follow them. If they literally want to block out and box this part of their life, they have every right to pretend this never happened to them.
Yeah.
All right. So as far as possible, we will try to be as vague as possible, except when naming the creeps who deserve to have this follow them for the rest of their life.
Sure.
Yes. So now the first case happened in June 2021, and I did notice a bunch of like new social media popping up in 2021. Everybody's trying to be the next Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. And so one of them is called wink, you know, like when you close one eye, you're like winking. Okay. And so very explicitly it says that it is not a dating app, it is for making friends. And for some reason there's a lot of teenagers on this app, but you know who else was on this app?
Creepy. Oh man,
like, okay, so he's not really that old, but it's still a bit creepy. 20 year old Tong Wei Xiang. So he's 20. Okay. And so Tong Wei Xiang, he's being a little creep, so he starts approaching people on the app, and he doesn't approach people around his age, he approaches mm-hmm. really young teenagers, even like preteens. And in
preteens.
And in June 2021, he meets a 13-year-old girl, and he's 20. They're 7 years apart. There is very little that a 20-year-old and a 13-year-old have in common.
I think it's also not the number of years. It's also like your life.
The
stage.
Life stage.
If you're 50 and 43, I probably like it's you're, 40, you'll 50 be like, and 43. Okay, fine. I won't be surprised. Yeah. But like 20.
And 13. Yeah. So Sally and Tong Wei Xiang, they start talking. And it's very creepy lah. So it's also very like, okay, so at different life stages, it also becomes very exploitative because of the power and knowledge imbalance. And when I was researching this case, there were people, not a lot, but there were actually people who would defend the guy and being like, well, the girl agreed to it. The girl agreed to be friends with this dude on this social media app. But this is like inherently exploitative. Yeah.
Yeah, she's 13. Like, she probably doesn't know yet. Like,
yeah.
Okay, firstly, I think at 13, you are also like figuring out, you know, who you are as a person. And then you're also like learning social cues and like exploring like relationships and like friendships and stuff like that. So like, cannot take somebody who's like just learning all these stuff and then say that, oh, like she should already have the skills to recognize, you know, that whether she wanted like it or not, whether it was appropriate for her or not. Like, she's so young, like she can't, like she's still learning what is appropriate for her. So I don't know, like as adults, this is just messed up.
Like, TBH, your brain isn't finished developing until you're like 30s. So at 13, you have like a little baby brain. Sorry to all the 13-year-olds listening. But TBH, yeah, when I was 13, I made the worst, many, many bad decisions back to back.
I did as well. And then the thing is, like, if there are any 13, I don't know what's the demographic of your list of your listeners, but if there are any 13-year-old out there who is like maybe talking to a guy from, I don't know, like Omegle or something like that, and then the person is
Omegle.
Oh my god, you're so mature for your age. I call bullshit on that.
I call bullshit. Just tell them off, bro. The best thing you can do is be like, learn these two words. Fuck right off. Fuck off.
That's three words.
No, fuck off. Okay. So they are talking, and about a month later, in July 2021, Sally tells Wei Xiang, oh hey, I need some money. And you know, any reasonable older person, any reasonable older friend will be like, oh, why don't you just get a job giving tuition or something like that, you know what I mean? Granted, there are limited avenues for 13-year-old kids to be making money, but instead they somehow end up agreeing to meeting up for oral sex. And that is very
needed
money. And he was like, give me a blowy.
Oh my god. That's
so it's very creepy. And as an insult, guess how much he offered?
Oh my god, please tell me it was like at least $50.
It was $60.
Okay. Oh my god. But it was under 100. What the heck?
No, but in an imaginary scenario, imagine she's an adult person, like an adult woman. Imagine if somebody offered you $60 to give a blowjob. That's like a fucking insult.
Actually, I don't know what is the rate of a blowjob right now.
It's way more than $60. I'm pretty sure, like,
let me open my incognito app and then be like, should I be using ExpressVPN for this?
Oh my god, ExpressVPN should be sponsoring you.
Okay, so there is, oh god, what the fuck. Okay, this website is called,
is it on Sammy Boy?
No, it is called dreamholidayasia.com.
Ooh, dreamholidayasia.com.
Oh my god, look at the cover, freaking cover photo.
Oh my god, there's a Singapore guide to dreamholidayasia.com.
Yep. So apparently, like, Singapore is known for a clean and green image, but also it's legal for prostitution. Okay, yeah, we know that. Where to find sex in Singapore? Oh my god, look, there's a whole freaking table of content.
Yeah.
And costs and tips.
Let's go.
For sex, it's actually just, well, not just, but like it is $40 to $80.
Oh, that seems a bit low.
Yep, and for luxury escort girls, the highest go around about $550 per hour.
Oh, that's not bad. Not that I would do it, but that's not bad, TBH.
Yeah. There is this website called wikisexguide.com. And apparently, it could actually cost as low as $30 to $50 in Singapore as well. So,
yeah.
That's quite sad, actually.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's actually really sad that
it's
not more. But I would just say that, like, the fact that that exchange happened is fucked up. Even if he gave, like, $150,
it would still be fucked up. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the same guy, Tong Wei Xiang, he isn't just being a creep to this girl, okay? This isn't his first time. He's being a creep to multiple girls. He has sex with another 15-year-old girl. He has oral sex with another 13-year-old girl. And with this other 13-year-old girl, they didn't do it at his house. They did it at a staircase. So these are like three victims already. He meets another 13-year-old girl on WhatsApp through a group chat. And then I'm just like, on WhatsApp through a group chat? And at this point of time, I don't know. I don't know. Why are these group chats where there are 13-year-old girls with predators? Okay. So he has shown consistent and persistent predatory behavior towards very young teenagers. So we don't really know how he got caught, but maybe like one of the girls stole her friends or her parents or something. But his defense actually had the audacity to say that he was just curious about sex and let his curiosity get better of him. And now he has had time to reflect on his actions, and he does feel very remorseful and acknowledge the seriousness of his offenses. But it definitely feels like he's not sorry because of his pattern of behavior. If he was really sorry, he would have like stopped before he let do anything. He's just sorry that he got caught, and now he's exposed for being a massive creep. And so in total, he pled guilty to 3 counts of sexual penetration of a minor. Mm. Yeah, but like there isn't any information on how he got caught and what his sentence was. And so this is ridiculous because I was trying to research this case and there is another case that happened in 2021.
Okay.
This one is Aloy Gregory Marshall is a fat and balding 47-year-old white man. In the Straits Times article about him, you can see his picture. So when I was trying to Google the first case, the second case came up. Now, around this point of time, there was a lot of publicity on the dating site Sugarbook. Do you remember Sugarbook? It's for sugar dating. Which is
they
basically
were on TikTok too.
So you date a guy for money and you get a sugar daddy who pays for your lifestyle. And I have nothing against sugar babies. I don't think there's anything wrong with sex work as long as it's all consensual and above board. Now, what I don't like is that Sugarbook makes it look more like dating, makes it look a bit more romantic. It doesn't make it look like you aren't like fucking the guy every time you see him. It glorifies the lifestyle, but like if you really dig into it, especially if you research into it, my opinion is it's a bit more like long-term prostitution with the girlfriend experience. Mm-hmm. That's my interpretation of it. And if you disagree and are a sugar baby who's willing to come on the podcast, please let me know and you can break the misconceptions that I have because I'm open to listening to what your experience has been like. Yeah,
I see. Okay. I mean, the girl on TikTok that I saw is like...
But she got a house out of it.
Yeah, she got a house out of it, so...
Like, well
good
done.
Good for you. That
good for
is
you.
Successful. Okay, there's no such... We just stop putting labels on people.
I saw someone who
Does
got
that
a
mean
car.
You're not successful if you didn't get a house out of it, okay?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Back is also okay. Yeah.
Yeah, back is also okay. And if you got anything out of it that you are satisfied with, you're successful in your own field.
Yes, if you are old enough and you are happy with the terms that you agreed to, good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get a house off my corporate job, so that's more success than I got.
This podcast makes $0.00. Was it after costs? Yeah. Okay, so Gregory is this 47-year-old balding white man, and I don't know why I'm going after his appearance so hard, but just because the moment I saw him, I was just like, oh. So he goes on Sugarbook, which is not a problem, and on the website he meets this girl, and we'll call her Janina. Okay. So on Sugarbook, Janina is like, I'm 18 years old. And so Janina and Gregory, they start like talking, right? And they start talking on Telegram. And on Telegram, he's like, hey, Janina, are you 18? Which is a bit sus because how young does she have to look for him to ask this question? And again, I reiterate that 18-year-olds look pretty fucking young to us right now. And we're like 30.
Yeah.
And to that,
no,
she
but
replies,
the thing is like, do you feel like he was maybe... seeking out younger girls, that's why he was asking.
He was seeking out
like
girls that visually looked younger as well.
No, as in I almost interpreted it as like he wanted people who are younger than 18.
Oh,
so
shit.
His question of are you 18 wasn't that, oh, she looks so young that he's
that I
want to
double check
she's 18. Yeah, my interpretation was that he wanted someone who was younger than 18.
And so she replies, I'm turning 18 in December, which means she technically wasn't 18 yet. And so the age of consent in Singapore is technically 16, but for specifically sex work, you have to be like either 18 or 21. I didn't check, but you can't be like a teenager and also don't have sex with teenagers if you are a 47-year-old man. And so instead of being like, oh, never mind then, you know what I mean? And finding someone else, because clearly on this website, you can definitely find somebody else. He was like, hey, do you still want to do this? I'll give you $1,000 for 2 hours and we'll do it 2 times during this 2 hours. That's like already solicitation. And on 24th of April 2021, they meet at his condo in Orchard. And this condo is the Delphi Orchard, so it's pretty bougie. Yeah. And that's in April. And when he was finished, he left $1,000 by her back, which he took. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I'm just like, oh, so that's how it works, you know? I always thought you would ask for cash up front. And apparently he had a great time because in May, he asked if she was free to meet again, but then she didn't reply. So at this point, she's like 17 point something, which is like JC1. And again, we don't really know how he was caught, but this isn't the end of the story because when the police started looking into him, when they actually searched this place, they found 115 obscene films because instead of... No. It's just like films. You can't have... PSA, you can't have like porn on your... You can't download porn in Singapore. I mean, you can stream porn, but you can't download porn. Like, downloading porn is, like, illegal.
Isn't watching porn illegal in Singapore? Is it?
I don't know. It would be a bit weird if it was, like, more than 50% of Singaporeans would be. Okay, so the latest news on the latest news on Gregory is that he's out on a $15,000 bail. And what is extra alarming is that when I was researching this case, I ended up inputting the search terms like Gregory, sex crime, Singaporean, American, basically trying to get more information on this specific case. But guess what?
Yeah.
He is not There's the only person. Yes.
There's more than one Gregory.
There's not more than one Gregory, but there's more than one American. There's more than one 40-year-old American trying to solicit sex. On 25th of January 2022, an American scientist, Jason Scott Heron, was brought to district court. And this was a 47-year-old American scientist working for NTU, the school that me and Michelle... went to Nanyang Technological University.
Nice 4 years there. There was like an underwear theft going on.
Right? So what's really creepy is that he was messaging somebody. He was messaging some sort of agent or dealer trying to find a 12-year-old girl for him to...
Like specifically a
12-year-old girl. A 12-year-old girl, which is very rapey indeed. And so he was trying to offer this child, this actual baby child, 4 million rupiah. So I'm guessing it's Indonesian, which would have been like $375 to, but like a 12-year-old girl. Yeah. And the confidence of which he did this with leads me to believe that this may not have been his first time doing this, because he was just like so fucking confident. It's like, hey, find me a 12-year-old kid. And there is no 12-year-old in the world who can willingly consent to this kind of thing. This is exploitative, and this kind of thing is often linked with like the sex trafficking of literal children.
Yeah.
One of the messages was sent on 14th of November 2019, and another on 18th of February 2020. And so he was also accused of possessing porn. And so he was accused of possessing 31 obscene films and his condo, Eco Sanctuary.
All children, like pedo content, was it?
Yes, some of it was. So his condo was Eco Sanctuary at Chestnut Avenue, which I actually think is not too far from NTU or like from the West. And this was on 17th August 2020. It's also said that he had 90 photographs showing child abuse. Like, literal, like, violence against children. So he was genuinely, like, a very sick individual. So I wasn't able to find out what happened to him after this. But, like, I hope he gets jail and he can't be repatriated from Singapore. And I hope he gets caning, like, really violent caning. Yeah, and has a terrible time in prison.
That's the good thing in Singapore also. Because, like, if you are a sexual predator, I do think that it has some sort of, like, a deterrent effect on people. Or like you believe it has some sort of deterrent effect on people, because like the caning is, the sentencing is pretty rough in Singapore. I would say that we are definitely not on the light side when it comes
to it's not the it's sentences. No Norwegian prison. You won't get whooped.
Yeah. Whooped is the right word. And I have like very little. I know there's a lot of like comment about like two wrongs don't make one right, but I have very little like sympathy for like these like rapists and like like assaults and just like rapists. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm very okay with having them. But yeah, is that just the three cases, or were there like even more?
Oh my god, there were so many more. So this is especially horrible because this is literally like just the tip of the iceberg. Like, I couldn't find one case without finding another case. Do you know what I mean? And so these are all technically being reported on, but they're not like being pushed to the forefront. They're just like being quietly reported on. Ah, thanks for being on the show, Michelle. What shall we name this episode? Michelle and Teddy talk perverts in Singapore.
Yes, I think that is a good great title. Michelle and Teddy discuss the perverts in Singapore.
The perverts of Singapore.
There are perverts in Singapore? Question mark? Yes.
Avoiding the perverts in Singapore? Yes. Question mark? Question mark? Question mark? All right. And as always, you can find us on Instagram at A Briefcase Podcast and online at abriefcasepodcast.com. And do join us next week for
Another Briefcase.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.